Lord, just thank you for 2026. I'm just so grateful for the life that you give us, for the blessings you give us. And as we think about our vision for this coming year, stir our hearts, Lord. Stir our hearts with passion and zeal for you and for all that you would like to do through us in 2026. Amen. I have a bit of a confession to make. So I've noticed that as I get older, I get more grumpy, but probably worse than grumpy. I get more cynical. And last year, I spent a lot of time just praying for spiritual fire. And I want to have a zeal, I've said to God, like I had when I was young. I was very zealous for God when I was young. And in fact, this morning, it was interesting reading the passage in a different Bible. It says about leaders. It says in our version, if you lead diligently, but it says in the New English Standard Version, the English Standard Version, if you lead with zeal. So I want to lead with zeal. And so I want my sort of next season of ministry, however long, you know, God keeps me here, probably till I retire, I would like it to be my best season of ministry so far. And I want to leave this church when I retire set up for the next generation. That's my prayer. How can I set it up for the next generation? And I want to finish strong, like Paul wanted to finish strong. And I do want to hear God say, well done. And one of my sort of spiritual fathers always says this. He says, I'm all in all the way to the end. I want to be all in all the way to the end. And you know, we live in a world where our leaders have let us down. You might have seen that Philip Yancey, who we all love his books, he confessed to having an affair for 8 years. You know, you're like another leader. But I want to be somebody, I don't have to be a big show, but I want to finish the race that God set before me. And fire is interesting. You know, I went through this week thinking about all the texts about fire and that we'll look at. And so fire talks about, you know, God's presence is described as a fire. That's Exodus 3. God's guidance. God guides Israel with a pillar of fire. God's holiness. God says, and in Hebrews it repeats what God says, I am a consuming fire. God's power. When the fire comes from heaven, and it doesn't just burn up the meat. It completely burns all the stones. You know, that's how hot it is. God's judgment is described as a fire, you know, the Sodom and Gomorrah. But in Revelation, it talks about the lake of fire. God's spirit in Acts 2, the Holy Spirit comes, you know, in tongues of fire. And in Matthew, Jesus, or John says, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. God's word, you know, we pick up our Bibles, but Jeremiah, he described God's word as a fire within his bones, you know, something burning inside of him. It also talks about God's refining in the Bible, that God refines us through fire. Paul talks about how God will test our works through fire. And then James, if you remember, he talks about our tongue is a little spark, but it can set a great forest fire. And so there's a lot to talk about, and I hope we're going to be really blessed, because for the next 6 months, on and off, we're going to be looking at passages in the Bible about fire, and we're going to be asking God to stir our vision, our spiritual passion. Grace said that the new banner was very striking, and I replied, yes, we want that this series to be like a match that strikes spiritual passion in us. So our verse for 2026 is never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. And where is the... Oh, we have a bookmark, but I might have lost it already. Yeah. Okay, don't worry. You should have got a bookmark, or if you haven't, Nick will get one for you. And it has the Bible verse on it. And then on the other side, it has some details about the church. And so please, you know, let's make that our sort of Bible text for this year. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. So Nick's handing them out. And I just want to say that I've broken it down, and we'll talk about it right now. I've broken it down into three things. We have to have it, we have to hold on to it, and we have to hand it out to others. Have it, hold it, hand it out. So stick it in your Bible, guide your prayers, and thank you, Nick, for doing that. And we have extras if you want to give one away to sort of a friend or a neighbor. Please do that. So firstly, have it. We're to have spiritual zeal. Paul says, never be lacking in zeal. In the original Greek, Paul challenges laziness. So in the New Century Version, it says, do not be lazy, but work hard. We might say to ourselves, well, doesn't that mean, you know, what does that say about grace? Because we're supposed to not work, we're supposed to trust in God's grace. But I love Dallas Willard. He says, grace is opposed to earning, not effort. And remember in Ephesians, where it talks about Ephesians 2, 8 to 10, it says we're saved by grace and not by works, but we are saved by a grace that calls us to do good works. Remember, that's how Paul writes it. You're not saved by your works, but you're saved to do good works that God has prepared in advance for you to do. So we're going to be asking ourselves this year, what do we need to start doing, stop doing, and keep doing to help us be full of zeal? And these would be some goals. I think some goals to be full of fire at Thatcher Baptist Church would be to stir our faith. And I want to say something very important here. We want to stir faith, which is faith in God's truth. And faith is connected to trust. And I think our world is actually losing touch very quickly with truth. And it's actually more scary than we think. So even now I look at things, I'm like, is this fake? Is this true? We don't know what's true anymore. We don't know who to trust. Our leaders are letting us down. It's all chaotic. It's confusing. There's high levels of anxiety. And so we will continue as a church to stand on biblical truth, because this is the only trustworthy thing, biblical truth that leads us to a God of truth. And so we're going to do everything we can to keep preaching as best we can and manifesting through our preaching and through our worship the reality of God, because we believe in a real God. We don't see him, but he's real and he has existed forever and he has created everything. We're going to stand in hope. I believe, and Ricky doesn't like me saying this, but she's not here this morning, she can't complain. I actually believe that our world is at a very worrying juncture. You know, I'm surprised that the church isn't actually full. Our world is at a worrying juncture. A lot of what we had trusted is falling apart. But we can be a community that's full of hope in the resurrection. We can be certain that whatever happens in the world, we know from God's word that he will end everything. He will establish his kingdom. He will be the one before whom every knee, every prideful leader will one day bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. And so we can stand in hope. And I picked up this, I thought it was going to be a little book like this on Revelation, but it's, you know, John noticed it in my office. It needs two people to carry it. It's so big. It's a big book on Revelation by John Lennox, who's a mathematician from Oxford, and it's called God, AI, and the End of History. And it's fascinating. And he just reminds us that we have this tremendous thing called hope, and we're to stand on it. We want to continue to stretch our love for God and for one another. That comes from our Peter series last year. And then we want to just shine it out as much as we can. And I think one of the ways that we're going to shine it out to our community is finish upgrading our AV system, repainting this building, doing some work on the kitchen. And so that is, have it. We want to be a church that has zeal. We want to be a church that holds it. Paul says, keep your spiritual fervor. The Common English Bible brings out the ideas of keeping a spiritual fire burning. That's in this text. So the Common English Bible says, be on fire in the Spirit. We want to be on fire. And it's a sad thing that we can actually lose it, because we find in Revelation where Jesus speaks to the seven churches, and we've got to sort of assume that they're representative of our church and other churches around, that he warns the church in Ephesus that they had forsaken their first love. And then he warns the Laodicean church that they were lukewarm. And so we're going to address in 2026 as much as we can the danger of plateauing. It's just easy as we get older, we just, oh, I know what I'm doing, I'm just going to plateau until I, you know, fall off the edge and have my funeral, whatever. We're just coasting along to the end. We don't want to coast. Paul wants to finish strong. We want to finish strong. We don't want to be tepid as a church. And I don't know whether you've noticed this, but I have noticed that there's a heaviness, a fog that hangs over everything. It's over my heart. It's over churches. It's over our community. And we don't always see the realities of God clearly. And it's just something that dampens our spirits. I notice when I go to poor places in Africa and Cuba and things that they don't have a lot of this heaviness. It's, you know, a different type of heaviness. They're just more vibrant. And so we also have to remember that Paul said to the Corinthians, he said in 2 Corinthians, I think it's 4, that people have been blinded by the God of this age to the gospel. It's like there's this fog. They can't see Jesus clearly. So we want to be on fire. I want to be the person I was meant to be, on fire for God. I want this church, hopefully, to be on fire for God in all the ways that we can be. And we also want our community, and we want to pray for that, to see and hunger for Jesus. This came up in this book I'm reading about, Revelation, this big fat one. And he talks about Charles Taylor, who wrote about he's a philosopher, he writes about the creeping of secularism and how that affects the church. And he says, secularism has pushed religion in general, so it affects all religious faith groups, but Christianity in particular, to the margins. We've been pushed out of the public, you know, debate and voice. And we've almost been pushed out completely of public space. And so we have this challenge. Secularism is pushing out. It's making the church seem irrelevant. This was also interesting. It's pressured people to internalize their religion. So it's more about feeling than doctrine. And we see that. You know, people say, well, if it feels good to you, do it. But actually, there's truth. You know, we've lost sight of truth. And it even comes, I think, in our worship songs. You know, it's like, I feel this and I feel that. But we don't sing in some of the modern worship songs truth. And we've got to hang on to truth. And he says that religious conviction is now one option out of many, not the default. So if you're religious, that's great. But, you know, I'm not. But religion and faith should be the default that we go to. And so that is a challenge for us, because our world is trying to pull zeal out of our hands, is really what he's saying, and we've got to hold on to it. And this is what I thought about. How do we hold on to fire at DBC? I think we should accentuate growth in the knowledge of Christ and his grace through word and prayer. It's only Christ's grace that truly transforms us. And so we want to know Christ and his grace. I think we want to try to have biblical preaching that edifies believers but engages seekers. So that's doing, you know, it's trying to help us think about, well, how do we help people grow as Christians? But also, if we have a visitor come in, do our sermons make sense? Are we sort of integrating, you know, the world around us in our sermons so that we talk a sensible message? We did this work, if you remember, to to clarify, to sort of get some data out there about the unique purpose and values of our church. And we want to sort of clarify that and sort of make it a bit more formalized. I think it would be great this year if we can come up with some kind of plan for quality and quantity growth over the next 5 years. It doesn't have to be complicated, but have a workable plan. The last one is we have to hand it out to others. This is about, Paul says, we're to be serving the Lord. The Message version says, be alert servants of the Master. Jesus says, he says in John, I am the light of the world, but he says in Matthew, you, us, we are the light of the world. Let your light shine before people so they see the good things you do and praise your Father who is in heaven. And that's one of our callings, is we are to be the hands, we are to be the feet, we are to be the mouth of Jesus in our world. And I think in the last year we've done a great job of passing on, of shining the light to our community. And it's really just like, well done for 2025, but let's continue to do more of the same. And I've put here, if these would be little goals for this year, we should be people who are praying for family, for friends, for our community to know Jesus. It starts with prayer. We want to be a church that is proclaiming the gospel in our services. We've talked about perhaps starting an alpha group, or maybe there's other ways that we can do that. It's interesting, in the Firestarter movement, which is a group of Baptist churches that are sharing ways that their churches are growing, one of the things that they say helps them grow is that they find ways to explain the gospel frequently in their sermons. So we're not just doing altar calls, but we're always explaining the gospel and God's grace. We want to continue prospering Datchet. So Wellbeing Wednesdays, we've got people coming. We'd like to see that grow. We had an amazing volunteer appreciation cream tea. We want to do that again. We want to, the big quiz, amazing. We want to do that. And there's maybe other ways that we are a blessing to our village. And then I think we just have to be promoting relational connections if we don't live in Datchet, with our own community, but we've just got to be relational people that are connecting with others. And so we want to develop as many connections again in 2026 with Datchet through publicizing banners, putting things through doors, through developing friendships, the bridge, churches together in Datchet, and other events. And I have to say, it's been a real gift to have Andreas come to our community. And he is, definitely wanting to see churches together in Datchet grow. And I think he definitely has a strong sort of evangelical spirit in him. So I'm happy about that. I was thinking, if we could think of it as a picture, it's kind of like having a fire. We want to sort of light a fire here. And we're hoping as our fire is warm, people will come in out of the cold and find warmth. I think fires are great places. We sit around a fire or a fire pit, and it's a great place for discussions. And I hope people will come in and we'll be able to have discussions with people around the spiritual fire that is growing here. And so, these are just simple. Have it, never be lacking in zeal. Hold it, keep your spiritual fervor. Hand it out, serving the Lord. Let's go back, we're going to say it together. Have it, never be lacking in zeal. Hold it, keep your spiritual fervor. Hand it out, serving the Lord. Amen.